Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Apparently, I've been doing it wrong. I didn't realize this was a thing, but it is. When do you brush your teeth? At night, maybe? In the morning?
Twice a day, at least.
Twice a day.
Okay. Once in the morning so that my breath doesn't feel stinky when I come into work.
All right. I suppose the better question I should ask you guys is, when should you brush your teeth? So a dentist from London who has this huge TikTok following online recently posted this.
You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because when you've just eaten, the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down.
You should never brush right after breakfast, she said, because you're going to attack your teeth with the acid that you're brushing around. That's Dr. Shadi Manucheri. She's a clinical director at Smart Dental in UK. She's got 12 million followers, 12 million views on that video. She goes on to say this.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel.
Yeah. So she says if you vomit, sorry, I know that's gross, but if you do, don't brush your teeth.
That's literally the first thing I want to do.
What, yeah, right? Flush your mouth with water a bit, you know, a few times, then I'm sure it's okay to brush.
Well, I don't know about
water,
that, Debbie.
Water's fine.
Well, I've investigated.
But, okay. He is most certainly right. There are times during the day, whether it's after you've eaten, if you've vomited, even first thing in the morning, where the pH of your mouth is really acidic.
So she said after you've eaten, when you first wake up, or after you vomit, yeah, the pH level is not good.
It's crap. Okay, well.
Yeah.
I have to wait until like 10 a.m. or something? Like, well, that seems.
Dr. Angela Lewick, she's the with Riverwalk Dentistry here in Milwaukee. She's part of the Wisconsin Dental Association. She tells me that the acidic environment in your mouth will wear away the enamel. So if you then try to brush,
if you then add an extra salt, which is essentially what the toothbrush is at that point in time, you will wear enamel away even faster because of acidic environment.
Yeah, so you're assaulting your teeth with the toothbrush.
So what are you supposed to just
no
wait?
No brushing or ever, Debbie. No,
don't ever brush or else rinse your mouth out with milk, which is a base.
Well, that potentially. So no brushing your teeth right when you get up or when you eat breakfast or after you vomit. That's what she says. So what do you do? Well, she suggested you wait. The acidic environment turns more neutralized or basic. You were mentioning base there, Debbie. Mm-hmm. She said it takes about 30 minutes, maybe 60 minutes, but she says there are other ways as well.
It also could be achieved by, depending on the time of the day, chewing gum because it stimulates salivary flow and helps wash away the acids and also neutralize the pH. There are certain mouth rinses as well that you can use, but you don't want to use alcohol-based mouth rinses, something that's neutral. And then another thing is baking soda. Actually, baking soda and water will immediately neutralize the pH of the mouth, and then you could feel more confident in immediately brushing your teeth.
So theoretically, I could do the baking soda thing and then brush my teeth right after.
Yes. Once you,
Yeah.
So okay. As long as you do the baking soda thing first.
I just have to add that into my routine.
She did mention the mouth rinses, so it just can't be anything that's alcohol based. But yeah, the baking soda and water can also be used. It's unfortunate. She says that brushing after breakfast, not as bad as the vomiting or constantly just sipping juice all day. She says sipping juice is the worst thing you could potentially do. So can you tell when you see teeth, you're like, this guy totally has been brushing right after breakfast?
That's a good question. I would say it depends on the individual, how hard they're brushing. Always using a soft toothbrush is important. But I would say that brushing after breakfast isn't maybe as critical as some of the other things that were mentioned, like the vomiting or if you're sipping on juice all day and things like this. But the enamel will be thinner. The teeth will get a little darker as well because the layer underneath the enamel starts to shine through and it is darker in color. So we start to see that as, especially as people age. We wouldn't notice it as much in a kid or an adolescent, but we certainly will start to see the signs of this as somebody gets into their 20s, 30s, 40s, and especially above 60.
So you've been brushing your teeth wrong all this time.
Well, and I'm thinking about kids in the morning going to school. Like, we're brushing all the time. Yeah. Immediately when they're done eating, it's like, go brush your teeth. Got to rethink that.
Yeah, so I never really wondered. I assumed that it was just my coffee drinking that...
I was going to say, the juice thing. Is bean juice, like coffee bean juice?
I don't know. Well, I mean, obviously sugar. Anything with you, you're putting all that sugar in there, it's not helping. A soda, something like that, and you're sipping it all day. She said that's the worst. Like sipping on a soda or a juice is what can really cause damage. But yeah, you're not supposed to brush your teeth right after you vomit, right when you wake up, or right after breakfast. That according to Dr. Angela Lewick there. Thanks for your expertise there, Dr. Lewick, there at the Riverwest Dentistry. Riverwalk Dentistry in Milwaukee.